Welcome to episode 2 of Create Change. On today's episode, you'll hear from Jarnavi Innes, a recent graphic communication design graduate from Central St. Martins, who produced an award-winning Black British History quilt during the final year of her degree. In this episode, Jarnavi shares the experiences that influence her practice and uncovers the inspiration behind the quilt. I hope you enjoy.
I volunteer at the Black Cultural Archives when it was open, and I spend a lot of time in the reading room and the library just going through a lot of the materials, and I'd always find pieces of information that's like, wow, how have I never been taught about this, especially when it's things to do with the Black existence within Britain. So I kind of wanted to create a piece that showcased the rich history that Black people have in Britain. One of the pieces that struck me the most, there was a bronze bust of Marcus Garvey by the artist Fawakan, who's a sculpture artist. And unfortunately, this bust was in the archive when it was not on show. Seeing that really made me think about the cultural significance of having this large bronze bust of Marcus Garvey in Brixton on a place called Windrush Square, and the people aren't able to see it. It's just hidden away in an archive. So that really struck something within me that made me think, wow, I really want to get this out. I don't feel like a lot of people actually know the fact that he actually died in London. People don't really know when he was here in the UK. They really made me think about the history within London and Britain that we're not told about.
The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity.
I feel like for the basis of my work, I always want people to learn things. That is kind of what drives me. I just want to educate and inform people. Within my artistic process, I like to experiment with different mediums. So when I was looking for inspiration, I was reminded of the work of Faith Ringgold, and she's an African-American artist who makes quilts. And through her quilts, she creates stories, and she uses quilting as a form of storytelling. And she also uses quilting as a way of subverting stereotypes about Black people. So I looked into the history of quilting, and I saw it has its cultural value within America, because during the times of slavery, enslaved women were made to make quilts and then they would be sold. And there are also unconfirmed reports that say that Black women, enslaved Black women, used to use quilts as a way of making maps for the Underground Railroad. I mean, I don't find that hard to believe. I thought the cultural significance and the value of using quilting, and also in terms of scale, using quilting, I would be able to make something very large scale. I wanted to make something that was hard to ignore, so it was not so much in your face, but it was there, and you can't ignore it. Like, you have to see it and see these people. The main theme for this quilt was the idea about showcasing and highlighting the existence of Black people in Britain from the 17th to 19th centuries. I wanted to highlight the fact that there were actually Black people in Britain during this period, and Black people didn't just arrive in the UK during the 1950s and 1960s. I didn't want to make these people a token in terms of just having there for the fact that they were Black, but I also wanted to include Black people that had an influence in society. But that's not to say that the Black people that didn't influence society, their lives aren't worthy, but it's just in terms of what I could find and these people, that was what I decided to include on the quilt. But I used different books like Black Victoriana, or there was a book about Black Edwardians and Black people within the 18th century, so I used that. I looked at the index and looking for names, and then I'd go and find names, and then I'd research the names on the internet, and then I would see that they would be connected to lots of different people. So it was mainly just the internet and books. It was a bit tiring at times, but then when I did come across people, it was like, oh yes, another person. I made sure to use fabric for each person that related back to the period. For example, Pablo Frank was a well-known circus proprietor in Victorian Britain, so I used Victorian fabric, those Victorian patterns for his segment. There's Ira Aldridge, who was around in the Georgian period, so I used a symmetrical Georgian pattern for that. And then the text, I used the typeface Martin, from a independent type foundry called Vocal Type. So this text was inspired by the Memphis strikes in 1968 in America. It was about the sanitation workers, and at the strikes they held up placards saying, "I am a man," and that slogan became adopted and the placards have now been turned into works of art. That Memphis strike was where Martin Luther King visited, and it was around the period before he was assassinated. So that was a history within the typeface that I wanted to include. I think that the quilt, I think definitely it is an educational resource, and I feel like it can help people to discover more, because I also created an online directory that links with it so people can find out about the people featured, and that's where they can also submit people that they know that should be featured. So I feel like it's an ongoing and sustainable way to continue discovering and talking about these people. At the end of the quilt, I didn't hem the fabric because there are still so many more people that need to be discovered and found.